Praise 104.1, DC's Inspiration Station. I love this segment every week. And here it is, The Beauty Spot with makeup artist to the stars, Kim Lee. Hey, Kim, how you?
Hey, Cheryl. I'm good. How are you?
Good. So the cold weather's here. And I know today we're going to talk a little bit about the myths of preparing for your skin or taking care of your skin in this cold weather. You know, like the Vaseline thing, right, I guess?
Absolutely. And that actually is, I think, number two on my list. But the first one, because, you know, it has been really cold these last couple of mornings. But the first myth is that the thicker the cream, the better it hydrates. That is absolutely not true. Concentrated doesn't necessarily mean that it has equal or optimum hydration. Actually, an overdose of lipids actually traps dead skin cells on your face, and it makes your face look duller. So what you want to do is layer your serums, and you want to actually boost up the moisture by doing that. And light serums actually help to actually give you a lot of moisture. And serums actually, like vitamin C serums and things like that, are going to actually help to naturally exfoliate your skin. Now, the second myth is that it's overcast outside, so I don't have to wear sunscreen. That is actually a huge myth. And, you know, with our ozone being depleted and the UVB rays burning extra hot, it's very important that you are using a product that has an SPF in it. And yes, that means African Americans as well. Skin cancer is very huge at this time, and so we want to make sure that we are properly protecting our skin. The third myth is, I have oily skin. I don't have to wear moisturizer. Yes, you do. Dry, cold climates, you need to actually have some oil on your skin, because without some added protection, what happens is there's a barrier function that happens in pollution and damage and things like that, and the elements actually mess up your skin. So you want to make sure that that is not compromised and that you are using a gel cream. So gel creams are going to be a little lighter for those who are oily. So you want to gravitate to gel creams. Now, this is the fourth myth, Cheryl. Exfoliating in the winter actually is going to make my dry patches worse. Not true. You definitely need to slough off all of that old skin, and you need some skin cell renewal. And so your skin is going to actually look brighter. It's going to look more healthy when you are exfoliating. Now, what you might want to do is get an enzyme-based exfoliant that's going to actually help to make your skin look refreshed. Now, this fifth one, if I put lots of lip balm on, my lips won't be chapped. Not true. Definitely not true. People like to, you know, put on a whole lot of petroleum jelly or Vaseline, as you just said, and those artificial films on your lip actually signal your skin to stop producing moisture. So you don't want to put that on. You don't want to put on a whole lot of lip gloss with flavors and perfumes and colors, because those can actually dry out your lips. What you want to do is you want to naturally exfoliate your lips. You can actually use like a sugar scrub with a wet toothbrush, and you can rub that over your lip. And you want to definitely stay away from lip plumpers and long-lasting formulas and things like that, because that is going to dry out your pout. And finally, Cheryl, the myth that your skin will actually benefit if you stay inside, meaning if I stay inside, Kim, I don't have to worry about all of the cold elements making my skin dry. Not true. In the house, that heater can actually make your skin feel really dry, and your skin can actually lose a lot of its suppleness. You definitely want to use a humidifier if you're having those issues, and make sure that you are using your night cream. And for those little tootsies, Cheryl, when it's hot in your house, you want to make sure that you are covering them and wrapping them in Saran, putting on socks so they stay nice and soft, so they don't look rough come spring when it's time to get those pedicures. And Cheryl, those are some of the myths that I just wanted to dispel for our listeners.
That's really good stuff. I appreciate it, Kim, because a lot of those things we just kind of do just thinking it's right. But I love it. Thanks for dispelling the myths for us today.
Oh, you are absolutely welcome, Cheryl. Stay warm.
All right, honey. Bye-bye.